Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Be'a Daftes. Rabbah's memory, which starts on Dafches Mebeiz, is mechalik between the din of Kisei Adam, when you shechted a tzipor on Erev Yom Tif. There we say you're not allowed to do the Kisei Adam on Yom Tif. And the din of Hafroshes Chala, if a person was Megalgel the Isa on Erev Yom Tif, which means he began kneading the dough on Erev Yom Tif, he's allowed to be mafresh the challah on Yom Tif. Now, what is the difference between the two? In both cases, he could have done the mitzvah before Yom Tif. So why is it by Kisei Adam, since he could have done it before Yom Tif, we don't allow him to do it on Yom Tif? And by Afrashas Challah, even though he could have done it before Yom Tif, we allow him to do it on Yom Tif. So Rashi, in Dibra Maschil Gilgil, explains that although there is an Issur d'Rabbanan to be mafresh Trumas and Maestris on Yom Tif, and theoretically, challah should be the same. Nevertheless, Chazal weren't geyser the din of emafrishin legabe the din of challah. All other hafrashas trumas and maestras is asar on Yom Tif, but hafrashas challah is not asar on Yom Tif at all. The reason, says Rashi, is because since anyway it's mutter to do Gilgal ha'isa on Yom Tif and then to bake it and eat it on Yom Tif, you want fresh bread on Yom Tif, al karchach Chazal programmed into the din of Yom Tif that you're allowed to be mafrish challah. So that means that the whole gzeira of not being mafresh challah on Yom Tif was never said. However, Avuah de Shmuel, who says that afilu gilgil isa me'erev Yom Tif ein mafresh menu chalosa b'Yom Tif, that he holds you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tif if you did it before Yom Tif, is mechalik between whether you did the gilgil before Yom Tif or on Yom Tif. For Chazal may have been matir hafreshes challah by an isa that was nizgalgal b'Yom Tif, but that's only a special heter, meaning that the gzeira of not being mafresh trumas and maaseres on Yom Tif, according to Avuah de Shmuel, included hafreshes challah as well. When you do the isa on Yom Tif, then there's a special heter. But here you don't have the heter because you could have done before Yom Tif, and therefore it's not mutter to do it on Yom Tif. Tosfos brings down Rashi's explanation of Rabbah, that the reason why you're allowed to be mafresh it on Yom Tif according to Rabbah is because Chazal never assered being mafresh challah on Yom Tif. And Tosfos says, V'oid Yishlam, you could say another Hezber, based on the Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi that is mashma that we're talking over here about somebody who was only megalgel the Isa, but did not finish the Lisha process. Lisha takes place in stages. When you're megalgal the Isa, that means you begin kneading it, and it starts to take on the form of dough, but you haven't yet finished the Lisha until Yom Tif itself. Therefore, says Tosfos, even though it was possible technically to be mafresh challah on Erev Yom Tif, because already Mishas Gilgul, you're allowed to be mafresh challah, nevertheless, it is customary to wait until the end of the Lisha to be mafresh challah. He says the regilus is to be mafresh at the end of the Lisha. And therefore, we view it as if the Lisha took place on Yom Tif. So that's why you're allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tif. So by Kisei Adam, you did the act that, generally speaking, you do Kisei after. You did the Shechita. So you should have done the Kisei before Yom Tif. There was no excuse not to have done it before Yom Tif. Masha'en came over here by the Gilgal of the Isa, although you would have been able to be mafresh challah before Yom Tif, but that's not the Regilus. And therefore, we don't expect you to have done it before Yom Tif. Now, the stipler in the Kilas Yaakov over here, in Hosafos, Simon Beis, proves from the Yerushalmi that this is not the intention of the Yerushalmi. He says, if you're Medayik, over there in Yerushalmi, you'll see that really what Yerushalmi is being Mechadish is that if a person put Mayim into the Kemach, into the flour, and did not yet do Gilgal, he didn't begin the kneading at all, then he's allowed to be mafresh challah on Yom Tif. And that, he says, is very understandable, because there you cannot. It's usher to be mafresh challah before you did Gilgal, since all you did was nesinas mayim. So it's much more than just that you weren't expected to be mafresh challah because that was the regilus. It's actually impossible. You're not allowed to be mafresh challah before you start Gilgal. Once you start the Gilgal process, he says, by challah tahoira, if it's an isa tahoira, then l'chatchil you're supposed to do it in the beginning of the Gilgal. But if all you did was nesinas mayim, then for sure, says the Yerushalmi, you're allowed and expected to be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, says the stipler, there's no makar from the Yerushalmi to say the yisod that Tosfos was mechadish. Tosfos was mechadish that Rabbah saying that although it was possible to be mafresh challah on Erev Yom Tov, we still view the zman of afreshes challah as the end of the Gilgal, the end of the Lisha. and that's only because the Regilus is not to be Mafresh until then. He says that is an inaccurate reading of the Yerushalmi. So far we have two Hezberim in Rabbah's Shita that there's no Isser to be Mafresh Chala, even though you did the Gilgal of the Issa on Erev Yom Tov. According to Rashi, they never included in the Gzeira of not taking Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov the Isser of Afrashas Chala, because they knew that you could bake on Yom Tov itself. And according to Tosfos, Rabbah was only talking about a case where the person finished the Lisha on Yom Tov. And since it's the Regilus to be Mafresh Chala always after the end of the Lisha, so therefore they didn't have a problem in such a case for a person to do the Afreshes Chala at the end of the Lisha, even though it's on Yom Tov. And like we said, the Stipler disagrees with the way that Tosfos is extracting this from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, according to him, never said such a Yesod. Another Hasber Tosfos brings down from the Tosefta. He says, "B'Tosefta pirish the time of the Rabba the Mairi bechutz la'aretz." Since we're talking about chalas chutz la'aretz, it's not mechzik and mesakin. The whole din of the Isser to be mafresh trumas and maisers on Yom Tov is because mechzik and mesakin. And since chalas chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat it even without the afrasha, so the afrasha doesn't appear like you're being mesakin something. And Tosfos asks on this from the end of our Gemara, because in the end of our Gemara it says that even if you hold that chalas chutz la'aretz oichel v'hoylich v'achkach mafresh, you do not need to do the afrasha before eating. You're allowed to start eating and then be mafresh at the end, like Shmuel's shita is. Nevertheless, Shmuel is still moideh that imkara aleh shem shasur lezarim. As we'll explain later, Tosfos understands the Gemara to mean that since when you're koyr shem, it becomes chala and it's asur lezarim, it is therefore considered mechzi kimisakein when you're mafresh. Even though you do not have to be mafresh in order to eat, it's still called mechzi kimisakein because soif kol soif, you're giving it a din chala. Now this is the way the Baal Amor and the Rosh learn Shitas Rabbah. Now the Ramban and the Mochamis asks another question on this pshat. He says, how could you say that Rabbah holds that Bechalas Chutz La'aretz, it's not Mechzi Kimisakein at the time of the Afrasha because you don't really have to do the Afrasha. You're allowed to eat without doing the Afrasha. We have another example of such a thing. The halacha is that you're not chayef to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisers from Tvua until what's called Miruach, which means you have to make it into a kri, into a pile, and then it becomes chayev. That's called the Gemar Malacha, and then that's when you're chayev to be Mafresh the Trumas and Maisers. Now, prior to that point, it's not yet tevel. You're allowed to even eat it on achilas arai. You're not allowed to eat it achilas kva, but achilas arai is mutter because it's not yet in the state of tevel. Nevertheless, says the Ramban, it's pashit that you would not be allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisers at that point. Although the tvua is not aser now, you're allowed to eat an achilas arai. Nevertheless, since it's misakin it, because later on you won't have to be mafresh trumas and maisers again, so it's aser midin ein magbiin trumas and maisers beyomtiv. So you see that everybody agrees that as long as you give something the din of trumas and maisers, so the din of chala, even if it's not necessary to do that maisa in order to be matar the achila right now, nevertheless it's still included in the gzeira of not being mafresh trumas and maisers beyomtiv. Now we can ask a very simple question on the Ramban, and that is, how can you compare the din of chalas chutz la'aretz and the halacha of somebody who's mafresh trumas and maisers prior to miruach? Chalas chutz la'aretz is totally mutter to consume now. There are no restrictions. There's no iser. You eat your mafresh afterwards. Masha'en came the din of trumas and maisers, even though you have not yet done miruach, nevertheless, it's aser to eat an achilas kva, like we mentioned. So you see that it already has isurim on it. And therefore, by being mafresh now, you're being misakin that you're even allowed to eat an achilas kva. So of course there's a mechzikim misakin over there. So how can the Ramban compare it to our case? So perhaps we can answer this question based on a chakira that the Achronim kler concerning the din that you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva before miruach. Is the pshat that you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva because on some level this thing is called tevel, even though it did not yet have gemar malacha, and midaraisa there are no isurim, nevertheless the Rabbanan came along and said you're not allowed to eat an achilas kva because we consider it tevel even before gemar malacha, and that tevel is strong enough to aser at least an achilas kva? Or is the pshat that right now it's not tevel at all? Rather, at the time that the person eats an achilas kva, that in and of itself brings on the chiyuv. That is like a gemar malacha. This is machlokes nachrayim. The Chazanishin Meiser Simen Dalet Sifkat and Yud proves that the iser to eat an achilas kva is not because being miyachid et lachilis kva is considered a kviya lemaiser, it's considered like a gemar melacha. Rather, it's an Isser Chacham. The Chachamim said, you're not allowed to eat an Achilles Kva. Achilles Arayi is Mutter, Achilles Kva is Aser. However, the Kilis Yankov and Simon Yud brings down Shittas Rashi. Later on, Daf Yud Gimel Mabez, he explains that from Rashi it's Mavur, that Achilles Kva is considered like a Gemar Melacha. Rabbi Sazalman in the Chedushe, Rabbi Sazalman on Zeroyim, also explains that that's the gedder of the Isser. It's considered like a Gemar Melacha Midrabanan. So we could say that the Ramban understands that Tvua prior to Gemar Melacha, before you do Miruach, is not considered Tevel at all, L'inyan Achilles Kva. It really doesn't have any restrictions. It's just that if you eat an Achilles Kva, there's a technicality that then you've now turned it into Gemar Melacha. But prior to Gemar Melacha, there's really no Isser to eat it. Since there's no Isser to eat it, and nevertheless, when you're Mafrish, Chumas, and Maestris, it's Usser, and it's considered Mechzikim is sacking. He has a very nice raya to the case of Challah. Challah in Chutz Lartz is also a case where you don't have any Yisurim now. You're allowed to eat it. You're Oichav Ahiluch and you're Mafrish at the end. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to be Mafrish because that Frosha gives it a din Challah, and that would be Mechzikim is sacking. However, Lefize, we can answer the Ramban's Kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah himself, it could be, holds that the Isser to eat an Achilles Kva prior to Miruach is a real Isser. It's not because Al Yudei the Achilles Kva, it's going to be considered like a Gemar Melacha. Rather, even prior to Gemar Melacha, Chazal came and they asked, they said that it's already Tevel L'inyan eating Achilles Kva, and therefore the Afrasha over there is clearly a Mechzikim Misakin, and therefore we can't bring a Raya to the case of Challah where there are no restrictions whatsoever. So Rabbah doesn't hold of the Svara that since when you're Koyrus Shem, it's considered Challah, so already it has a din of Mechzikim Misakin, or like the other Svaras that we'll soon see, that even if it's not Mechzikim Misakin, it's part of the Gzeira, or that it's Mechzikim Makdish like the Rambam. He doesn't hold of any of those Svaras. And as far as the Ramban's Kasha, that you see a Raya, that it's Usser, even when Achila is Mutter without the Hafrasha, that's not a Raya, because that Achila is Usser if you eat an Achilas Kva. And he understands that Isser Achilas Kva is an Isser, not because the Achila itself will give it a Din Gemar Malacha, rather Chazal asserted it as if it were Tevel, and now when you're Mafrish, you really are being Misakin. Now the Gemara brings down that Avuah de Shmuel argues on Rabbah. Rabbah said that if you're Megalgal and Isa on Erev Yom Tif, you could be Mafrish the Challah on Yom Tif. But Avuah de Shmuel argues and he says, Afilu Gilgal Isa me Erev Yom Tif, ain Mafrish bimena Chalasa be Yom Tif. Since Avuah de Shmuel said that there is an Isser Hafrosh's Challah on Yom Tif, the Gemara wants to say that Shmuel, his son, argues on him. Because at least in Challah's Chutz La'aretz, which is only a Durabonon, Shmuel paskins that you don't really have to be mafrish. What you do is oichel v'hoylech v'achekach mafrish. All you have to do is eat the pas and leave something at the end, and that's your challah. So you really don't have to do afrashas challah. Therefore, the Gemara wants to say that according to the Shita of Shmuel, it can't be that the Isser of Hafrasha of Trumas and Maestris would include the Isser of Hafrasha's Challah. Because the reason why you're not allowed to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maestris, is because it's Mechzik and Misakin. It appears like you're fixing something up, and you're doing a Maisa Hafrasha. Since by Challah's Chutzarts, you don't have to do this Tikkun, so you're not really Mechzik and Misakin. The Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Miloy Moidish Shmuel, Shem Kara Le'a Shem Shasur Lezarim. It may be true that you don't have to do a Maisa HaFrasha, but when your Kair is Shem, it gets a din of Challah, and it becomes Aser Tezarim, in which case it's included in the din of Trumas and Maestris. If there's a Takana that you're not allowed to be Mafrish Trumas and Maestris, so anything that has a Shem Truma on it would be included in that Gzeira. So it would seem that the Makshin of the Gemara and Rava who answers the question are having a machloikis about the following nekuda. We know that the reason why you're not allowed to be mafish shumas and maestris on Yom Tif is because mechzikim esakin. That is for sure the siba, the cause for the takana, the reason for the takana. But in every takana's chazal, you could differentiate between the siba, the cause for the takana, and the gedder of the takana. Chazal's reason to be misaking this takana is because it looks like you're doing tikkun. So what did they do because of that reason? They were misaking, do not be mafrish, trumas and maestris. And now anything that has a shame, trumas and maestris, will be included in that takana, even if it doesn't have the tama takana, the siba's takana. That is as far as Rava. So the Makshin held that Nirekim Misakein is not only the Tam and the Siba for the Takana, it's also the Gedder of the Takana. The Chazal Aser, do not do a Hafrasha that is Nirekim Misakein. So by Challah, since it's not Nirekim Misakein, it's not included in the Isser. And this Hesber in the Shachal Atarya seems to be apparent in the way Rashi explains. Because Rashi in the Ramaschal Oichal V'Hoylich says, to explain the Makshin, V'hamafresh b'yontev eino k'misakein. The person who's mafresh on yontev is not like a misakein, the litzer that it should become usser k'shar hagbas truma, that it should have the same isser that the chazal were geyser, the gozer bar abonim of nation near k'misakein. Mafresh b'yontev is not near k'misakein. And when he explains the answer of Rava, he says, Alma shame truma alei, since if you're a kara shame, it has a din truma, v'isa b'chlal ein magbi'in truma sumaisus b'yontev. He doesn't say that Rava was mechadish, that it is near k'misakein. Rava agrees that it's not near k'misakein. Nevertheless, he says it's still b'chlal the gzeira, because the gzeira itself now does not include the fact that it's near k'misakein. That was only the reason for the takana. The gzeira now, the title of the gzeira is don't be mafresh trumas and maisers on yomtiv. Chal is included. So from Rashi, you see that that's the Shach V'Tarya. The Makshin held that the title of the gzeira is don't do something that's near k'misakein like hafrashas trumas and maisers, and therefore anything that is not near k'misakein is not included in the gzeira. The time of the takana also serves to define the actual takana. Masha'en Kein Rava separates the two. He says that the time of the takana may have been near k'misakein, but the hagdara of the takana, the gather of the takana is don't be mafresh trumas and maisers, and this is included in that gather. However, Tosfos in the Ramaschal Gilgal explains the Gemara's maskana, explains Rava's teretz differently. Tosfos explains that Rava is trying to say miloy moide Shmuel sheim kara alei sheim shasur lezorim. Shmuel's moide that if you're kara sheim, then it becomes asur lezorim. It has a din chala, and therefore he says it's nirakim esakein. Since when you are kara sheim, it becomes chala, then it's included in the gzeira, not because we no longer need Nira Kimisakin, the way Rashi explains. Rather, we do need Nira Kimisakin. Nira Kimisakin is part of what defines the Takana. Nevertheless, he says the fact that if you're Kiryas Shem, it gets a Din Chala, makes it that when you do that Kiryas Shem, it's Nira Kimisakin, just like any other Afrashas Trumas and Maisras. So we have a Machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn what Rava answered the Makshin. According to Rashi, his taina of Miloy Moide Shmuel Shem Karla Shem Shasur Lezorim is a taina that therefore it's included in the Gezeira not to Mafresh Trumas and Maisers and Yomtiv despite the fact that it's not near Kimisakin. And according to Tosfos, he's taining that since when you curse shame, it is Asur Lezorim, it therefore is near Kimisakin. Now the Rambam seems to have a third way to learn Rava. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Yud Dalid says that the reason why you're not allowed to be Magbia Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos is because, he says, two reasons. Number one, it's doime lemaktish. It looks like a person is being maktish on Shabbos because you're adding kedusha to it. So it's no different than a person who would be maktish something to hektish. And second of all, v'oy mepnei shehu kemesakin oisa b'Shabbos. When you separate shumas and meisters, it's like you're being mesakin. Now the Arsameach over there, and the Mishkan Es Yaakov and Sim Kuf Lamed Hey, understand that the Makar for this Rambam, that there's not only the din of Nirik Kemesakin, there's also the Nirik Kemaktish, it's Doima Lamaktish, he got it from our Gemara, because they learn that Chalas Chutz La'aretz cannot be Aser because Nirik Kemesakin, because they understand that it's not Nirik Kemesakin. The only reason why it's Aser is because Doima Lamaktish, because you're adding Kedusha to the food. And it very well may be that the din of Nirik Kemesakin should not apply to Yomtiv. As it says in the Shuvas Marbach and Simen Tes Zayin, and in the Merkavis HaMishnah, Shabbos, Perkov Gimel Halacha Tes, that the Rambam who said Nirik Kemaktish is because he understands that just like it's mutter to cook food, you could do Melechas Echel Nefesh, so to be Mesakin food by being Mafresh Shumas and Maisers would not be Usur. Memela, in order to understand that there's still a gzeira, you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisers on yomtiv, you have to say that there's another element, and that is that it looks like the person is being makdish. So it comes out that we have three ways to understand what Rava was answering. According to Rashi, his teretz is that although there is no nirik misakin here, nevertheless, the very fact that when you kairish shame, it becomes kaddish, makes it that it's included in the gzeira of hafrashas trumas and maisers in yomtiv. According to Tosfos, the fact that when you're kairish shame, it becomes kaddish, makes it that it's nirik kemisakein. And according to the Rambam, the fact that when you're kairish shame, it becomes kaddish, makes it that it's nirik kemaktish. The Mishnah tells us, Beishamay Oimrim, Ein Meilichen es Asula Mishoivach L'Shoivach. You're not allowed to move a ladder from one Shoivach to another. A Shoivach is a nest in which there are Yoinim, doves, and he wants to take them in order to shech them on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Kasalka Daitan, The Havamina is Sulam Hamyuchel Lekach, that when we discuss over here moving a ladder, we're talking about a ladder that is miyuchid, it's specifically designated for a shoivach. And the Marsha says, why does Rashi say the words Kasalka Daitan? It's not like we find in the Gemara a Shaklavatarya about this issue. Whenever the Gemara has a Shaklavatarya, there's a Havamina that we think we're talking about one type of Sulam, and then the Gemara answers that we're not talking about that type of Sulam, then you'll find Rashi saying Kasalka Daitan, that our Havamina is that we're discussing the type of Sulam that is Miyuchid. But we see no such discussion about this in the Gemara. Because of this, the Marsha takes the words Kasalka Daitan out of the Rashi. However, the Tzlach wants to be Mekayim the Girsa. And he explains as follows. He says there are two Lashonis in the Gemara, how to understand Machloikas Beishamai and Beis Hillel. In the first version of Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Beishamai and Beis Hillel are arguing in the Rishus HaRabim. Because according to this Lashon, in the Rishus HaYochin, there's no Mokem to Aser, because nobody's going to see the person moving the Sulam. And according to this Lashon, the first Lashon of Chanan Bar Ami, there's no Mokem to make an Iser in a place where people don't see you. So they're only arguing in the Rishus HaRabim. What is the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai hold that in the Rishus HaRabim, where people can see you moving a ladder, you're not allowed to, because people may suspect that the person is doing it for the purpose of being metiach es gagoy. He wants to tar his roof. That's what they'll think. Why do Beis Hillel argue? So Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, Beis Hillel savri shoivchay meichiach alov. The shoivch is meichiach, that he doesn't want to be metiach es gagoy. He's not looking to tar his roof. What does that mean, shoivchay meichiach alov? So Rashi explains, shoivchay meichiach alov means shoivchay shel sulam meichiach. The shoivch of the sulam is meichiach. Rashi explains, Shehu Nikr Shehu Shal Shoivach, meaning to say, there are different types of ladders. There is a ladder that's generally used to Lahatiach Hizgagi, to go up onto the roof and tar it. The type of sulam this person is moving is a sulam Shal Shoivach. And therefore, Shoivchay Mechiach Alav, the Shoivach of the sulam, the fact that it is the type of sulam that's used for a Shoivach, is Mechiach, that his intention is not Lahatiach Hizgagi, it's not to tar his roof, rather it is to take Goizlus out of the Shoivach. However, that's only the first Lashon of Rav Chanan Bar Ami. According to the second Lashon, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing only in the Rishus HaYochid. Because in the Rishus HaRabim, everybody agrees that it's Aser Mishum Maris Ayin. People are going to think the Lahatiach Hizgagi Utsarach. The Machloikis, though, in the Rishus HaYochid is, do we hold that something that is Aser Mishum Maris Ayin is Aser even a place where people cannot see you? And like the Gemara explains, they're arguing about the Yisod of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who says that kol mokem she'asur chachamim mipnei maris ha'ayin afilu b'chadrei chadorim asur. So Beis Shammai hold of this Yisod, that when the chachamim asur something mishum maris ha'ayin, it's asur even b'chadrei chadorim, a place where people can't see you, and Beis Hillel hold that you're allowed to do it in chadrei chadorim. Now, according to the second Lashon, we could be talking about a sulam that's not necessarily designated for a shoivach. Because even if you're using a sulam that is generally used l'hatiach es gagoy, we don't care, because we don't think that there's anybody's going to see you in the Rishus HaYochid. And the reason why Beis Hillel is matir in the Rishus HaYochid is because nobody's there to look at you. So that, says the Tzlach, is the reason why Rashi says in the Mishnah Kasalka Daitin that we're talking about a sulam hamiyuchid lekach that's miyuchid for a shoivach. Only according to the first Lashon are we forced to say that we're talking about that type of sulam, because that's the whole machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if you're the first Lashon. The machloikis is whether shoivchay mechiach alav, which Rashi himself explains to mean that the fact that this is the type of sulam that is miyuchid for a shoivach is mechiach that you're not doing it latiach as gagoy. Masha'en kein, according to the second Lashon, we're not necessarily talking about a sulam hamiyuchid lekach, because even a sulam that's miyuchid latiach as gagoy, there's still no chash that anybody's going to see you because you're in the Rishus HaYochid. And that means that Rashi understands that we're paskining like the second Lashon, and that's why he uses the Lashon of Kasalka Daita. However, this is only according to Rashi's understanding in the words Shoivchay Mechiach Alav. Because the simple understanding of those words, and this is the way the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Aleph understands to be the Das HaRashba, that Shoivchay Mechiach Alav doesn't mean that the shape of the Shoivach, the way that it's constructed, looks like it is done for the purposes of a Shoivach. Rather, Shoivchay Mechiach Alav means, since the person is putting the ladder next to a Shoivach, nobody is going to be choshed that he's doing it L'Hatiach Hizgagi, because they see the Shoivach there, and they see what the person is trying to do. They see that he's laying the ladder next to a Shoivach, and then they don't have any chash that he's doing it to tar his roof. According to that pshat, even the first lashon doesn't necessarily have to be talking about dafka a sulam hamiyuchad lekach, because shoivcha mechiyach alav doesn't mean the type of sulam that it is. Rather, the actual shoivcha is mechiyach alav. So even a sulam that's made to latiach gagai is still, you would have the hachach from the shoivcha that's there, that the person's intention is to take goizlus. Concerning the din of Rav, that maris ayin is asr afilu b'chadri chadarim, we find various hezberim. The Ran in our sugya says that kol davar shu muter gomer, v'chachomim asruhu mipnei maris ha'ayin, ein l'chalik boi bein rishus ha'rabim l'rishus ha'yachid. Anything that's totally mutter, and it's just that the Chachamim said because of Maris Ha'ayin it's Asr, you cannot be Mechal between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid. Because im ata mater lo Rishus HaYachid, if we will be mater to him in the Rishus HaYachid, afu yasa kein Rishus HaRabim. He'll say, kivin sha'adover mutter, he'll say that the activity itself is not Asr. It's an act that's mutter. It's just that we're worried that people are going to see me. Well, there's nobody looking now. He'll say that there's no Royim, ain kan Royim. So it seems that according to this Hesber, it won't work. If we allow him to do it in the Rishus HaYachid, he's going to end up doing it in the Rishus HaRabim as well. Another Hesber the Ran gives is that Yesh Lahem L'Chachamim Lachus Shema Yireihu Adam Rishus HaYachid. Even if a person will not end up doing it in the Rishus HaRabim, he's only going to do the activity in the Rishus HaYachid. Nevertheless, there are going to be cases where a person will see him in the Rishus HaYachid as well. However, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Aleph, Sifkat and Kuf Samachay, says the reason why Kol Mokim Sha'asur Chachamim Shemar Sa'ayin Afilu B'Chadri Chadorim Asur, the reason is simply L'Chilku Chachamim B'Takonoseihem. Because after all, one can argue that if you're in Chadri Chadorim and you know 1,000% that there's nobody looking at you, so why should it be Asur because of the Chashash that somebody's going to see you? The Teretz says it doesn't make a difference because lechilku chachamim, it's a loy plug. The chachamim weren't mechalik in their takonis. And it could be that the reason why they weren't mechalik is because of the first far of the Ran. People won't take it seriously enough. They'll say that the act itself seems like something you're allowed to do, and it's just to make sure that people don't see you, but then they won't take it as seriously and they'll end up doing it in the Rishus HaRabim as well. That's possible. I'll call upon him. The way he learns is that it's a loy plug. In that same piece, he points out, Al pi toizis in ksubis, daf samachom ar alef, dibra maschum ar machon, that the din of Maris Ayin, that Chacham Asert, is only where there is some sort of chash of an Issur D'Oraisa. Meaning that people who see are going to assume that you did an Issur D'Oraisa. But any time people are only going to be choshed that you did an Issur D'Rabbanan, it's not included in this din of Maris Ayin being Asur Afil B'Chadri Chadorim. Now the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perkei Halacha Dalet, Ein Meilichnes Asulam Shel Shoivach Mishoivach LeShoivach Birushus HaRabim. It's Asur to move Asulam Shel Shoivach from one Shoivach to another in the Rishus HaRabim. Because Shema Yaimru, maybe people are going to say, L'sakein Gagai Hu Meilichai. Avol, says the Rambam, Birushus HaYachid Meilichai. You're allowed to do it in the Rishus HaYachid. Now you see that the Rambam is paskining not like the Shita of Rav, who says that when something's Asur Mishamaris Ha'ayin, Afilu B'Chadri Chador Masur. So it should be Asur in the Rishus HaYachid as well. The Rambam himself actually asks this question. He says, Af al pi, sheko mokaim sha'asur chacham mipnei maris ha'ayin afil b'chadri chadorim asur, kan hitiru mipnei simchas yomtiv. Over here there's a special heter because of simchas yomtiv. And this is a pella, as the Ravid asks. The Gemara has no zecher of such an idea. The Gemara says that, according to the Shita of Rav, Beis Hillel would be matir, bein b'rishus ha'yachid, bein b'rishus ha'rabim. And it's only if you disagree with the klal of Maris Ayin Asa Afil B'Chedr Chadorin that you could be mechalik between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid. But to say that you agreed to Rav and yet you'll be mechalik between Rishus HaRab and Rishus HaYachid because of Simchas Yomtif, where did he get that from? So the Magen Mishnah answers that the Rambam had a totally different way of learning our sugya. Because according to the second Lashon, the Ikeri Amri in our Gemara, Rav Chanan Bar Ami came along and said that the Homach Lezim B'Shamei and Beis Hillel is in Rishus HaYachid. In the Rishus HaRabim, everybody holds its Asur because people are going to say, Latich Gaga Yutzarach. In the Rishus HaYachid, they're arguing whether you say that things that are Asur Mishamar Sayin are Asur even B'chadri Chadorim, and that means that it comes out that Beis Shammai is going like Rav, that things are Asur B'chadri Chadorim, and Beis Hillel is going not like Rav. The Gemara then asks, Lema Rav, the Amr Ke Beis Shammai. since Beishame is the one who holds of the klal, that things are usher, even b'chadri chadarim, then it comes out that Rav is going like Beishame and not like Beisilim. Rav would never pass like Beishame. The answer the Gemara gives is Tanoihi. Now, what is meant by that answer, Tanoi? So Rashi explains that Rav himself would have to learn that Beis Hillel is not asering in the Rishus HaYachid. Rav would have to learn that Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter even in Rishus HaRavim, so that Beis Hillel doesn't argue on Rav's klal. However, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, who did choose to explain that the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is gufa about this klal, has to disagree with Rav. How could he disagree with Rav? Rav is a much earlier Amoira, and Rav Chanan Bar Ami wouldn't reject him. So by saying that the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about Rav's klal, and then it comes out that Beis Hillel says not like Rav, he's rejecting Rav. Says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, I hold that it's a Machlekes Tanoim, meaning there are Tanoim that disagree with Rav. Since Rav's klal gufa is Machlekes Tanoim, I have the right to side with those Tanoim that argue on Rav, and you can't ask on me how can I explain the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a way that it comes out that Beis Hillel is going not like Rav. Because since there are Tanoim that disagree with Rav, I can choose to learn like those Tanoim. That's the way Rashi learns. So Lefi Rashi's Mahalcha comes out that the way that Rav is going to be learning the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that Beis Hillel was matir even in the Rishus HaRabim. However, says the Magid Mishnah, we could learn B'das HaRambam that he understood the Gemara's Teretz differently. Einach Anami, the way that Rav Chanan Bar Ami is going to learn is the same as according to Rashi. The Beis Hillel asers in the Rishus HaRabim, and they're matir in the Rishus HaYachid, and they don't agree to Rav. Masha'enke Beis Shammai agrees to Rav, and therefore it's aser even in the Rishus HaYachid. However, the way that the Rambam will learn Rav's opinion as to how to learn the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not that they're arguing in the Rishus HaRabim. Rav also agrees that they're talking about Dafka the Rishus HaYachid, and that it comes out that Beis Hillel asers only in the Rishus HaRabim, and in the Rishus HaYachid they're matir. You'll ask, how could they be matir in the Rishus HaYachid? Komokem she'aser chacham mishumar sa'ayin afil b'chadri chadorim aser. The answer is that Rav holds that here they made a special heter because of Simchas Yomtiv. So in the Rishus HaRabim, they weren't willing to be matir mishum Simchas Yomtiv because it poses a problem of Mar Sa'ayin, and people are going to say, Latiach Gagi Yitzarach, we're not willing to compromise on real Mar Sa'ayin, but we are willing to compromise on the klal that it's Asar Afilu B'Chadri Chadorim, in a place where people are not going to see him, in order to allow Simchas Yomtiv. And perhaps the reason why the Rambam chose to learn this way is because according to Rashi's Pshat, it comes out that they're arguing in the Rishus HaRabim, and usually Shoivich is not in the Rishus HaRabim, it's usually in the Rishus HaYachid. So the way that the Rambam is learning it is that there is no change from the Ukimta of the Lishna Basra and Rav Chanan Bar Ami. They are talking about in the Rishus HaYachid, it's just that there's a difference between Rav and Rav Chanan Bar Ami as to what the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. According to Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the Machlokes is whether you hold a Rav's klal or not, and according to Rav, the Machlokes is whether they made a special heter, Mishum Simchas Yomtiv, and they chose over here not to aser b'chadri chador. However, the Meiri and the Bach in Siman Tov Kuf Yod Ches explain, based on the Gemara later, the Gemara in Amud Beis asks the Kasha, that you see over here that Beis Shammai is the one that asers, taking the Sula Mishoivach L'Shoivach, and Beis Hillel is Mater. And the Gemara says, Alma Gabe Simchas Yomtev Beis Shammai L'Chumra U'Beis Hillel L'Kula. You see that Beis Hillel are the ones that are Mekel because of Simchas Yomtev, and the Gemara asks the Stira. Now, on what are they being Mekel? According to the Gemara later, Mishum Simchas Yomtev. What Isser are they being Mekel about? So to say that they were Mekel on the Isser of doing something which looks like Lahatiach Gagi Utsarach, and people are going to learn from that you're allowed to be Matiach Gaga and Yomtev, the Rambam doesn't want to say. Because it's a big chiddush to say that Chazal were willing to be Mekel in Isser that could lead to a real kilkel because of Simchas Yomtev. However, to say that they were willing to be Mekel on the Isser Maris Ayin B'Chadri Chadorim, to say that when there's not going to be a kilkel coming out of it, just that Chazal chose to make their Isser even in places which is not going to come to a kilkel, afilu b'chadri chadorim, that the Rambam is willing to say. So when the Gemara says that Mishum Simchas Yomtev, Beisil were Mekel, the Rambam already sees that they were Mekel on this Yisoid. Mimele, we have a Makar for the Rambam, how we knew that over here it's different than all other places. The Gemara says, Mastisin deloike haitana. Our Mishnah is not going like the Tana of the Braisa, because we learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that everybody's moida, Bisham and Basil are both moida, that you're allowed to take a sulam from a shayvach to another shayvach, and the only machlokes between Bisham and Basil is lahachzir, to return a sulam back to a shayvach that you took it from. Bisham hold ein machzirin, and Basil hold machzirin. Now we have to wonder, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, that they actually are arguing about halacha, taking the sulam from one shayvach to another. So it's for sure that according to the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, Beis Shammai would definitely aser returning the sulam, because of kol shekein. Beis Shammai, according to our Tana, asers even halacha. The question though is, according to our Tana, what is the shita of Beis Hillel? Do we say that Beis Hillel is only matir halacha, but chazara, according to our Tana, is aser l'kulei alma? Or do we say that they're actually arguing about both cases, halacha and chazara? The Marsha Shita is that, according to our Tana, chazara would be aser l'kulei alma. However, the Sfasemes has a suffix about this issue. In the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'medvar mamurim besulam shel shoyvach, aval besulam shel aliyah devar kol aser." Meaning that the whole machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only machlokes about a sulam shel shoyvach, but a sulam shel aliyah everybody holds it's aser. And Rashi explains that the reason for this is because the ahu vaday amri latir gagayu tzarech. By a sulam shel aliyah, it looks much more like the person is going to do something like tarring his roof. Rav Yishayim learn like Rashi. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chavav Halacha Zayin, has a whole different reason why a sulam shel aliyah would be aser. The Rambam's lashon is sulam shel aliyah aser l'taltaloi she'ein alav teres kli. There's an iser tiltal because it doesn't have a teres kli. Why don't they have a teres kli? So the Magen Avram in Simin Shin Ches, Sivkat Lamed Ches, says v'nirli the taima da have ke'echad midlosis habayis. And by the Dlosses Abayis, the Rambam says that even though they are Kalim, but they're not Muchen L'Taltel. Their purpose is to remain attached to the house, and that's not called Tiltel. When you swing a door closed and open, that's not considered Tiltel because it's remaining attached to the house. And the Levushei Srat says, as Pshat in the Magen Avram, the Mishum de Domer Dlosses Kiven de Miyuchad L'Tzerich Aliyah Leilich Ba Lahagag. Something that is considered batal to the aliyah, which is attached to the ground, it's part of the house, that's not called a kli that's muchen for tiltal. A kli that's muchen for tiltal is something that the derech is to move it from one place to another. But something that is designated to be stationary so that you could walk up and down and use it as stairs, that's not called a kli that's muchen l'tiltal. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simen Tov Kuf Yud Ches, Sifkat and Chavtes, that the Lashon of the Mechaber is also mashma like the Rambam. Because the Lashon of the Mechaber is, Avo Sulim Shel Aliyah Aser Betiltol. He doesn't say that a Sulim Shel Aliyah is Aser to move Mishayvach L'Shayvach, to be Moilachit like the Lashon of our Mishnah and Lashon of the Braisa. Which is mashma that its whole Isser is an Isser of Tiltol. Which would be a big chumrah. It means that it's not only usr to be moilechit mishayvach l'shayvach, you're not allowed to do any tiltal. He brings down, though, that the Goyin says in the Biagra, in Sivdalid, that a sulam shel aliyah is not muktzah, and they didn't aser stam tiltal and moving it around. They only asered the type of tiltal, which is like halacha, showing that you're being mishtamish with it, such that people can say, lahatiach gaga yutzarech. Now the Pnei Yeshua brings a raya to the Shitas HaRambam and against all the other Rishonim who hold that a Sulam Shel Aliyah is not Begeder Mukta. Because he says, you see, that we have a whole discussion in our Sugya about the issue of being Mate, the Sulam Shel Aliyah, meaning to tilt it in its place and not be metaltal it. Now if Hitoi Sulam is Usr, there could only be one reason why it's Usr, because of Mukta. And the raya to this is, because the Maskan of our Sugya is that Reb Doisa says that a sulam shel shoyvach is aser to be moilachit mishoyvach l'shoyvach. That's the maskana, that he asers hoylacha mishoyvach l'shoyvach, and yet he's matir to be mata'it. Why is that? Because he holds that there is no svara of shoyvach mechiyach alav. You cannot say that people are not going to be choshish that he's latiach gagi utzarech by sulam shel shoyvach, and that's why it's aser to be moilachit mishoyvach l'shoyvach. And even so, he says that it's mutter to be matit mechaloin l'chaloin. So you see from there that even when there is a makam for a chashash of latiach gagi utzarech, that chashash does not exist by hatoya when you're being matit mechaloin l'chaloin. Nobody will ever be choshish, a person who's being matem mechaloin l'chaloin, that is latiach gagi utzarech. Even by things where there can exist such a chashash when he's moving it mishavach lishavach. If that's true, then why by a sulam shel aliyah is it usher to be mate, even mechaloin lechaloin? You can't tell me because there's a chashash over there by a sulam shel aliyah of latiach gaga yutzarech, because you see from shitas reb doisa that by being mate there is no such chashash. So the only way to explain why a sulam shel aliyah would be usher to be mate mechaloin lechaloin is to explain that it's mukta. So he leaves it as a tzarech in on all those other rishonim that learn that a sulam shel aliyah is not usher mishum mukta. Perhaps we could say in their defense that maybe only Reb Doisa, when he's talking about a sulam shel shoivach, there he says being mata is not a problem. Because you have a combination between the fact that it is a sulam shel shoivach, so shoivach mechiyach alav, maybe that's not enough when you're being moilach mishoivach l'shoivach, there's still chashash people going to say latiach gaga yitzarech, but when somebody takes a sulam shel shoivach and all he does is being mata it, nobody's going to be choshish that he wants to go b'metiach gaga. But by a sulam shel aliyah, whose use generally is to do something like latiach gagoy, there's much more of a chashash that people are going to say he wants to go b'metiach gagoy, and therefore, even when he's being mate it, there's a chashash that latiach gagoy utzarech. So you can't really prove anything from Reb Doisa's shita. Because maybe the reason why you can't be mate mechaloin lechaloin is because even such an activity is ma'orer the chashash that latiach gagoy utzarech, not because it's mukta. And the fact that Reb Doisa is not choshish latiach gagoy utzarech by being mate mechaloin lechaloin when it's a sulam shel shoivach is because there's less of a chashash latiach gagoy utzarech even according to Reb Doisa by a sulam shel shoivach. And I believe that we can even prove this svara. Because if you think about the Tana of the Braisa, Reb Shim ben Elazar, who holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are moided to each other, legabe being moilich the sulam mishavach l'shoivach. Nevertheless, he says that they argue about returning it, about chazar. Beis Shammai say, ein machzirin, and Beis Hillel say, af machzirin. Now what is the hesber in Shitas Beis Shammai? Why are you not allowed to be machzir the sulam? The mashmos of Rashi is, because you have a problem of l'hatiach gagi utzarech. It's just that Beis Shammai hold that even though there is a chashash of latir gagay utzarech, since halacha involves simchas yomtiv, we're going to ignore the chashash of latir gagay utzarech. Because Rashi says in the Ramaschal Masnisin that the Tana of Reb Shimon Elazar of this brisa, the Ketani b'halacha moidu mipnei shetzorech yomtivi. Which means that Reb Shimon ben Elazar argues on our Tana only for that reason, that it's Simchas Yomtif, and therefore he says that even though you're right, there is a problem of Latiach Gagi Utzarech, but since it involves Simchas Yomtif, we have to ignore that Chashash. Memela, we can understand that Legabe Chazara, since it doesn't involve Simchas Yomtif anymore, you're just going to put it back, we go back to the Chashash of Latiach Gagi Utzarech. Now, if this is true, then why is it that by a sulam shel aliyah, they aser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even halacha? Assuming that a sulam shel aliyah is not mukta, like all these rishonim hold, then why should it be aser? You just told me that even when you have a chashash v'latiach gaga yutzarech, we still would be mater halacha because of simchas yomtiv. The teretz is that there's a more severe chashash over here of latiach gaga yutzarech. And Rashi says that beferish. Rashi, in Dibur Maschel, Avol Shel Aliyah Aser, says, De'ahu vaday amri latiach gaga yutzarech. So when it's only a suffix, are people going to say latiach gaga yutzarech because it's only a sulam shel shoivach? Then we're willing, mishum simchas yomtif, to ignore the chashash of latiach gaga yutzarech and be soimich on the svara that shoivach mechiyach alav, so maybe people won't say that latiach gaga yutzarech. But by a sulam shel aliyah, ahu vaday amri latiach gaga yutzarech. There's no way to get out of the chashash of latiach gaga yutzarech, and therefore even when it comes to tzarech yomtif, we're not going to be matir. So you see that there are different levels of the chashash of latiach gaga yutzarech. And therefore, even if Reb Doisa assered the moving halacha of a sulam shel shoivach because of the smaller chashash of latiach gaga yutzarech, it doesn't surprise us that hatoya being mate mechaloin lechaloin is something that he would be mater. Because you already see that latiach gaga yutzarech is a lower chashash when it comes to the sulam shel shoivach. And therefore, you can't prove from Reb Doisa what would be by hatoya of a sulam shel aliyah. Mele comes out that the Shita of Rashi and all the other Rishonim, aside from the Rambam, hold that the problem of moving a sulam shel aliyah is a problem, not of mukta, rather a problem of latir gaga yutzarech, and that's still something that could result in an iser of moving it without halacha, moving it al derech hatoya, which is moving it mechaloim lechaloin, that still could be a problem, mishum latir gaga yutzarech. The Gemara asks from our Mishnah that you see that Beis Shammai is the one that's machmer when it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel is mekel. And the Gemara asks from a series of places that you see the opposite. The Rishonim, Tosfos, over here in Dibur HaMaschil Alma, and the Rashba, both ask, why is it that the Gemara doesn't ask the question from the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Beis Shenoda B'Yomtiv, Beis Shammai Oimrim Te'ochel, Beis Hillel Oimrim Loi Te'ochel? You see that Beis Shammai are mekel by an iser because of Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel are machmer, they don't allow you to eat the beitzah. So Tosfos answers, Upirish HaKuntris. They bring down Rashi. We don't have it in front of us in our Girsa, but they bring down a Rashi that says, Mishum degabe beitza loy shayach simcha, she'em ba simchas yomtif kol kach. There's not so much simchas yomtif in the consumption of an egg. So therefore, it has to be that what Beis Shammai are matir is not because of simchas yomtif, it's for another reason. Either it's because they don't hold of Achana de Rabba, if that's the reason for the Isser, Lufi Beis Hillel, or they hold it's not Doimit de Peres HaNoishrin, or Tamashkin Shazavu, like the various reasons that were given in the beginning of the Perek. The Rashba says that the Derech of the Gemara is always to ask from something that's closer to our Sugya. So since the Machloikis of Kisei Adam, Yachbar V'deker V'yechase, appears at the end of that Mishnah, it's the Derech of the Gemara to first ask from something like that. Furthermore, he says, since one of the Mahalchim in the Gemara before is Rabbah, that the Isser of the Beitza is an Isser because of Hachana, which, according to Rabbah, is an Isser Doiraisa, it would be impossible to ask from the Mishnah over here and ask why Beis Hillel over here is Mekel and over there is Machmir, because if indeed the reason for the Beitza being Usser is because of a Din Doiraisa, then it would be impossible to be Mekel Machmas Simchas Yomtiv. Chazal maybe are Mekel in Dinim Derabbanan Mitam Simchas Yomtiv, but certainly when it comes in Issa Doiraisa, they cannot be Mekel for the purposes of Simchas Yomtiv. So he says, Einach Enami, we could have theoretically asked the steer in Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai obviously don't hold of Achana de Rabba, and Beis Shammai are Mekel before. Why are they Machmir over here? But since L'gabi Beis Hillel, we couldn't ask the question, the Gemara would rather ask questions that involve a stira in both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. In answer to the question that the Gemara asks, as a stira between the Mishnah of Ashechit Chayev Va'oif B'Yomtiv, there we see that Beis Shammai is Mekel when it comes to Yisurim Der Abonah Mishum Simchas Yomtiv, and they're Matir you to be Choyfer B'Deker, to be Mechaser Adam, whereas Beis Hillel are Machmer, and they say you shouldn't Shecht B'Yomtiv unless you have Afar or Muchim B'Yoyim. And the Mishnah over here, and all the other Mishnayas that the Gemara brings, show that Beis Shammai is Machmer by Yisurim Der Abonah, even B'Makim Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Hillel are Mekel. Reb Yochanan gives an answer. He says, Mukhlefes Hashita. It's switched around. Now, which one is switched around? Rashi says, Mukhlefes Hashita, Kan Hukhlefa Shitasan, Vitzarech Lafech Divrehem. Kan Hukhlefa Shitasan refers to the Mishnah by us, not the Mishnah of Ashechit Chaya V'Oif, which means that every time the Gemara uses the words now, Mukhlefes Hashita, it means that every single one of the Mishnayas that we ask as a stira to the Mishnah Ashechit Chaya V'Oif is supposed to be switched around. And that means that the way that things remain is that Beis Hillel are the ones that are Machmir when it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, and Beis Shammai are Mekel. Now Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Omar ask on Rashi several questions. One of the questions they ask is that according to the way Rashi is learning, it comes out that Mukhlefes Hashita L'maskana is only going on the Mishnah of Beis Shammai Oimrim Emesalken Esatresim B'Yomtev Beis Hillel Matirin. There, the Gemara doesn't have a Dechia. In all of the other questions the Gemara asks, we give a Dechia and explain why these cases are different. So it comes out that we're going to have to rely on every single one of those Dechias in order to answer the Stiris. Masha'en Kain, if you say that Hukhlefa Shitasan means, let's switch around the Mishnah of Hashechit Chayev Oif V'Yomtif and say that that was switched around and it's really Beis Hillel who are Mekel and Beis Shammai who are Machmir, then you don't have to be Samech on any Terutzim. Everybody is consistent. And this means that Tosfos understands that according to Rashi, when we say Mukhlefes Hashita, not only does it not go on the Mishnah of Ashechit Chayev Oif B'Yomtif, rather it goes on the Mishnah of Tresin, we remain as far as all the other Mishnahs with the Dechias. The Marsha learns differently, Bedas Rashi. He learns that when we say Mukhlefes Hashita, it means that we switch around the Shitas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in all of those Mishnahs. A kol panim, Tosfos learns that Mukhlefes Hashita means that we switch around the Mishnah of Ashechit Chaya Ba'oif B'Yomtiv. Now the reason why Rashi doesn't want to learn like Tosfos, even though that definitely would make things much simpler, because either you won't have to make all those Dechias, Or even if you learn the way that the Marsha is learning, you won't have to be machlif all of those mishnayos. But the reason could be very simple, because in the first mishnah we list three machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Rashi even expresses in the beginning of the Masechta, Mishum dahani tlas mili, having mikulei Beis Shammai umichumer Beis Hillel gabi yomtif tanalhu gabi adadi. So what justifies them being put together is because these are the three places in which Beis Shammai goes lekula and Beis Hillel go lechumra. So therefore, Rashi couldn't learn the machleves hashita was going back on the first mishnah.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.